where can my baby be?
Well, I'm pretty sure she's gone to Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry. Hi there. Welcome to another episode of this here electronic engineering podcast brought to you by eejournal.com and hosted by yours truly, Amelia Dalton. Where else can you go for not one, but two amazing electronic engineering interviews with two of the coolest executives in the biz? Yeah, right here. This week, we're talking about custom supercharge data acceleration eFPGA IP with Robert Blake, CEO of Achronix. And we're talking about a new design challenge series called Go Configure with eFabless CEO Mike Wishart. So let's get this party started off right with some eFPGAs. Hey, Robert, thank you so much for joining me.
Hi, Amelia. How are you? It's great to talk to you.
I'm great. Thank you for asking. Okay, so give my audience a quick recap on what Achronix is all about.
Achronix, we're based down here in Santa Clara. We're in the business of providing FPGA-based hardware data acceleration solutions. It's kind of interesting is that if you look kind of recently, there's been a big wave of increase in, you know, internet traffic and a broad range of new data-intensive applications, things like, you know, AI and machine learning. And so what we're finding is that many companies are looking for more efficient, flexible compute acceleration. And so currently we have three types of products. We sell Speedster, high densities, high performance FPGAs. We sell some PCI Express data center acceleration cards. And finally, our latest business model that we announced a year ago was to offer IP. And so that's a IP licensing business model where we enable companies that are building SoCs to be able to integrate a piece of their RFPGA technology into their designs. And overall, I'd say for the company, 2017 is really a big year for us. We're going to grow to be more than $100 million this year. And so you can imagine we're expanding our resources here and hiring a lot of new hardware, software, sales, and technical support resources.
Excellent. Okay, so we're here to talk about your SpeedCore custom blocks. But first off, what does SpeedCore do for me that a regular FPGA cannot?
Well, SpeedCore is our embedded FPGA technology. So if you're a SoC developer, you now can integrate on die or in package an FPGA acceleration core. Instead of having a companion FPGA right next to your SoC on the printed circuit board, you can now integrate and manufacture this FPGA in your own SoC. So it's like instead of buying a standardized FPGA, you can now customize your embedded FPGA to select the right resource mix of the atomic building blocks, the logic, the memories, the DSPs. And what we found is as we've been expanding our customer base for people using embedded FPGA, customers have been asking us for more flexibility, more performance, and they want to use less area. So let me try and explain about these custom blocks, our new announcement. This is really a flexible new solution to solve this efficiency of compute problem. And so a SpeedCore custom block is the addition of a new ASIC-like flexible block that's fully integrated and distributed into our embedded FPGA core. Let me try and give you a couple of examples to try and help you understand what that can do. So let's imagine that we'd like to use an embedded FPGA core to accelerate image processing, because there's been a lot of interest in things like convolutional neural networks lately. So what we do is this, we can hardware profile a customer's workload in a very similar way to how software engineers improve the performance of their code by looking for optimizations in the most often used routines in their software. What we look for is commonly used blocks that need the highest level of performance and would use large amounts of the standard FPGA fabric, and then we harden those into an ASIC-like structure. In this CNN example that I mentioned, we optimized the memory structures, and the matrix multiplication and reduce the overall size of the speed core by about 35%. The same kind of techniques work for lots of other applications too: packet processing, encryption, decryption, text-based pattern matching, and these things are often used in things like database search and internet search. So what we find is that these speed core custom blocks are going to provide a very high level of new efficiency for these varied workloads.
So Robert, what's the software situation look like here?
Well, the software situation, we have a fully integrated set of software tools that we call the Achronix CAD environment, or ACE. And so this new flow to develop these custom blocks is fully integrated in our software toolchain. What that means is that we can model the performance of these blocks, we can measure the utilization, and we can look at the resource efficiencies. So the way it works is it's a collaborative model where we work closely with customers. They provide us the details of the workload compute problems that they have. And then we look for ways to accelerate those building blocks by delivering an optimal piece of silicon. And so that's an iterative process by using our software tools to analyze and refine those custom blocks.
Very cool. All right, Robert, it's time for your off-the-cuff question. Now, say you have one more meal left on planet Earth. This will be the last
I'm
thing you eat for the rest of your
pasta.
Life.
I've always liked visiting Italy, and so I think that if I had to choose one thing, it would be a red sauce-based pasta dish with a nice glass of wine.
Nice. Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me yet again, Robert.
Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Everybody loves a good design contest now and again, right? But what about a series of design contests? Yeah, now you're talking. Please welcome Mike Wishart, CEO of eFabless, to introduce us to the Go Configure Design Contest Series. All right, let's go. Hi, Mike. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hi, Amelia. Great to be here.
Okay, so first off, give me a quick update on what eFabless is all about.
Terrific. This is my honor to be on for the second time, and I think your audience heard about us as we were really getting our feet wet. This was back in January timeframe, and we still are what we were. Our mission is to bring open innovation to the semiconductor market. We want to bring the same benefits of creativity and productivity that open innovation did for revolutionizing software. And our goal is to bring it to hardware. Our contribution to all this is our community. We want to enable and create a community of designers around the world. When we were last together, I think we had probably 800 or so designers. We're now up to 1,400. If you're a community member, you feel that you're part of a virtual corporation with all the benefits and none of the bad things. You've got a design environment. You've got a marketplace to take your ideas to market. And you don't have a boss who's going to tell you, no, you cannot go do that exciting project. You get to decide what you go do, and you can monetize it. And if you're a company, you can look at our community as a stadium of terrifically proficient people, and they're a resource that's there on demand to do projects for you. So that's what we're about. When we were last together, we were doing a design challenge for a IP block for our customer XFab at the time. We've now support full chip development. And what really has us excited today is the design challenge series that we're doing for Silego. And that's the next step in the functionality on our platform.
Okay, great. Let's talk about this Go Configure Design Challenge with Silego. So first, give me some details. What's all involved? What kind of engineers should participate? And what was the motivation to create this design contest?
Sure. So first of all, let me give your audience a little background on Silego. It's probably one of the coolest companies that few people have heard of, although in the past couple of weeks they'll have seen an announcement where Dialog is actually now acquiring them. But they are effectively, you could think of them as the FPGA for analog. Their tagline is integrate 20 functions in 20 minutes for 20 cents. And that's what they do. They provide a chip that's configurable by the user, hence the name Go Configure, a little bit of a pun, but the Go Configure Challenge. A designer can, in software, configure the analog blocks on this device to create a custom device for a customer or function for the market. So that's what they do. It's actually a terrific company, very creative, terrific group of people. Their CEO, John Teagan, and their Vice President of Global Sales and Business Development, Mike Noonan, are well known in the business and the industry. They took a liking and an eye to what we were doing, and together we saw the potential of what we would do together. From their perspective, and this is where the challenge comes in, it's their goal to effectively create a community of designers that can reach out to customers that they wouldn't otherwise touch. For the most part, their customers are household names, very large companies. I don't believe they've really disclosed them, but very large companies. And the opportunity that's gone unserved is to do all that customizing function for the rest of the world. In effect, you think about how the FPGAs covered so much of the world. That's the opportunity. What we begin to catalyze with this challenge is this creation of this community of people unaffiliated with Silego, but who quickly become very competent on the Silego platform and then can go serve customers around the world.
Okay, so you guys have completed a couple of the design challenges so far. So how's it going?
You know, very, very good. When we're opening up a new thing, so this is new for us, right? You've got a configurable part, and no one's ever run a challenge like this in this, so we didn't really know who was going to show up. Hopes were high, of course, and it turned out terrific. We had something over 60 participants. They spanned the globe, quite literally. There were 20 countries that were represented. The number of designs were terrific. Out of the 60, there was probably 15 or so designs that were actually completed and successfully completed, and four of them graded out to what we would consider commercial quality. So we proved that there is a group of people who will show up, people who had never heard of them before. We proved that they can learn extremely fast. In fact, you can learn how to program on the Silego devices in under 5 hours. And we proved that they've got very capable products coming out the other side. So those were the first two. We started with functions that were defined by Silego and were designed to be relatively easy to create. And we've now released the second series of two challenges, and we've got 30 participants on those. So that's off to a very good start. One of them is of a similar complexity to the first two challenges. Another one is more complex. And so as this design challenge series unfolds, there'll be 10 over 10 weeks, two at a time, and two-week challenges. The designs are going to increase in complexity as we go. So far, so good. The feedback from the designers has been terrific. Company is very happy.
Okay, Mike, let's talk about prizes. What kind of prizes are you offering to entrants of this contest?
We've got all sorts of variants. So we have, on each design challenge, we basically make available two separate prizes. One, the winner with the highest score. And one of the beauties of this challenge is it is quantifiable. It's very objective evaluation and very quantifiable. It's not, oh, I think that one's more creative than that. There is a complete score sheet. It's made available to all of the designers, and we score the designs. And the person with the highest score on a given design gets to choose among a variety of really cool electronic products, like a running watch or JBL speakers or earbuds, things like that. We have a second prize. The first three designs that reach a certain score of high level of competence, the first three designs that do that actually receive cash prizes. And those cash prizes will vary based on the complexity of the challenge. We call that our time to market prize, because at the end of the day, we want a bunch of designers who are extremely responsive to customers, so that's going to be a cash business in the future for them, and so we felt it very appropriate to make that a cash prize. What we're doing, and if your viewers go to our site, efabless.com, they can work their way through, they'll see that we actually keep a leaderboard, and that is a tally of which designers have the most points. At this point, Mohammed Gohar is winning the race. At the end of the 10 challenges, those people will be able to choose for a grand prize, which would include between either a Surface or a MacBook. So very exciting.
Excellent. That is super cool. And I will encourage all of my audience members to go out and start competing. Okay, Mike, it is time for your off-the-cuff question. Now, I know you're a bit of a golfer, so what's your handicap? And where's your favorite place in the whole world to go golf?
Oh, my gosh. Well, my handicap is a 2. It's a summertime 2, and it weakens as the season gets harsher. But my favorite place to go play golf is Scotland, and pretty much anywhere in Scotland. I love the area. I love the golf courses. It's a great and fun journey.
That sounds wonderful. Golfing in Scotland is definitely on my bucket list. Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me.
Amelia, thank you very much. Always a pleasure.
Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And hey, if LinkedIn is more your thing, well, sure, you can follow us on LinkedIn as well. And we have a YouTube channel, keyword EE Journal. It is absolutely chock full of all kinds of techie videos, including our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series. And you can subscribe to our EE Journal YouTube channel as well. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page, you can grab our Fish Fryin' RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, just head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Fryin' page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or even the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of November 10th, 2017, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.